Well, Saul, go right ahead and excite us some more with another song. Which one should we share?
Sounds good. Well, if we are looking at polyphony, let's listen to Tristis est anima mea by an Italian composer, Agostino Agazzari. This piece is written for 8 voices. They are roughly divided into 2 separate choirs. And this is performed by Solo Cantorum. And as you mentioned, there are only 12 of us.
So everybody gets 1.5 voices.
Exactly, exactly. Just kind of like your average family size, right? 2.26 people. So in this piece, doesn't matter how you divide up the 12, we ended up having a quartet, sort of a solo quartet, versus a choir with 2 people singing each voice part.
And say the name again?
Tristis est anima mea by Agostino Agazzari.
It's easy for you to say, but it's wonderful for us to listen to. Here is Jerry Hui directing the Schola Cantorum Choir. Just about a month ago, that is Tristes es Anima Mia. Agostino Agazzari is the person who composed it, directed here by Jerry Hui, and performed by Schola Cantorum, including David Huber, who is my guest host today for Song of the Soul. Can you say anything about your role in doing that song with it just about a month ago? I mean, how did you experience it? The 8-part thing, I have no idea how a person keeps track of their parts. I always get pulled off of my vocal parts when I'm singing in harmony with anyone. I consider it kind of superpower to be able to stay with a separate tune when there's 7 more going on.
Yeah, especially when every line is really its own very interesting line, as Jerry was saying earlier with the polyphonic music. And there are times, that, especially if there's a few measures where I'm not singing, it can be very easy to get caught up in the beauty of the music and then forget I've got to sing again coming up pretty soon. That happens every now and again. It's like, oh yeah, that's right. I'm part of this. I should have come in. Thankfully, on that one, I'm with another person singing that line with Seth, so he's usually, one of us will usually always come in at the right time. But all of the music that we do, I really enjoy, but there is something very special about these 8-part large pieces that are, and like this and some others, where it's kind of one choir versus another choir, kind of split up, doing a back and forth, trading melody lines back and forth. And I don't know how to really put that into words, but it's a really grand experience and emotional moment to be making that kind of beauty.
When I interviewed you back in 2005, you included in your Song of the Soul, David, a composition of your own, a Requiem, I believe, that you had written. How is it working under Jerry? He's the director. He's a very prolific, actually, composer, and people will find that if they go to jerryhoy.com. How is it for you being under his musical directorship? Is his musical well that much deeper than yours?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's a good answer. Yeah,
don't even need any qualifiers on that one. Absolutely.
Since he performs as part of the choir in Schola Cantorum, at least, is he just one amongst equals? He seems to me to be, and I'm sitting here looking you in the face, Jerry, right? And I realize that, you know, you're his master when it comes to doing Schola Cantorum things. Anything you want to tell him to improve his leadership?
Well, none of our heads are allowed to be higher than his.
Okay.
No, I think I certainly as the director, I mean, he's the one that's putting everything together and leading us. But once we're into a song and start singing, there's occasional songs that he really does have to direct us and keep us going. But a lot of the times we just kind of all are watching each other and don't necessarily need Jerry to conduct per se while we're singing it. But Jerry's always the go-to guy.